U.S. out of the Middle East! No justice! No peace!
A crowd of about 500 people gathered in the center of campus yesterday carrying
U.S. out of the Middle East! No justice! No peace!
A crowd of about 500 people gathered in the center of campus yesterday carrying signs with messages like "Start seeing Iraqi children" and "Sociologists for Peace." The crowd cheered as speakers like political science professor Bruce Cronin described the U.S. bombing of Iraq as an act of terror.
If Al-Qaeda did this locally against the civilian population, we would call it terrorism. And let's not mistake it. This is terrorism. The purpose of it is to spread terror. It is not a military objective.
But not everyone in the crowd was there to oppose the war. During Cronin's speech, an argument broke out in the audience as one man accused demonstrators of being anti-American.
This is a closed thought demonstration. You can only think one thought here, and the thought is, let's support Saddam Hussein. Let's ruin America, let's support Saddam Hussein.
After the rally, about 300 protesters set off on a meandering march down city streets, snarling traffic at many intersections. Police Lieutenant Mary Schauf said officers were doing their best to direct traffic around the marchers and protect the free speech rights of protesters.
Obviously, we don't want a mishap with a vehicle and pedestrians. We don't always know what the group intends or where they intend to go, so we just try to balance it and keep everybody as safe as possible. Our goal is to allow everybody their constitutional right, but make it safe.
Standing at the side of the road as the march went by, 18-year-old Brian Hulse, a UW student from Illinois, had an American flag draped around his shoulders. He said he was there as a silent witness in support of the war. 32-year-old Sharif Abdullah, an engineering student from Egypt, joined the march on his way home from class. He said he believes the war is only being fought for oil.
They want the oil, and that's the price is the blood of the innocent people in Iraq. And also the blood of the Americans in there. I mean, why you sacrifice the blood of some American soldiers over there for the oil? I mean, that's not doing any good.
Move calmly and quietly out. There is tear gas and pepper spray in the area.
The march ended in disarray when about 100 demonstrators gathered to chant outside an army recruiting office near campus. Two arrests were made and pepper spray was used on about 30 people. The arrest came when some people grabbed army recruiting pamphlets from a nearby display and lit them on fire. Police say pepper spray was necessary because protesters grabbed officers' arms during the arrests and then lay down in front of them to try to prevent the arrest from happening. Organizers plan a peaceful candlelight vigil on campus on Sunday night. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.